From the home of my longest-running radio show in WDRT Studio B, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hey, man. How's it been?
It's all right.
It has been way, way, way too long.
It's been a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
It has, actually. We've been talking, you know, for a couple of weeks, but it's been about 14 since we've done a live show. Yeah.
Well, not a live show, recorded show, but
live where I'm seeing you.
One.
Yeah.
A different one. Yeah, scheduling conflicts, life.
Yeah, things kind of tumble around. You'd think for a 30-minute thing, but you know, I'm glad to be here.
We're not getting paid for it, so it is what it is.
That's true. Yeah, it is. It's great to be here. And happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
You look not a day older than the last time I saw you. So good work.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
We get to this point, you're like, it's another day.
It feels like it. Yeah.
I'm 1 year closer to being an AARP member.
Congrats. No, that's a good day. I remember the day my dad got his discount card. It was a good day. It was a good day for us. We got movie tickets.
The problem is like start getting the flyers like 5 years ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know? I'm like, no, I'm not ready for that yet. But I'm closer to retirement than it was to starting 21, you know?
Good. Yeah. Good plan.
Yeah,
nice job.
I guess.
We got sports.
Do we?
Yeah, we do, and that's kinda nice. When we take a few days off, or a few sessions off, yeah, there's actually sports going on. Big time since the last time we talked. I'm going to start with the Milwaukee Brewers. Anybody who's been paying attention in the last 2 weeks has seen that the Brewers have been very average. Because before we talked, they had won five out of six, including beating some good teams.
And not beating some marginal teams.
And then they've lost six in a row in the last week.
Yeah.
They lost three to the A's, who were the worst. Yeah. They were on track until they met the Brewers. They were on track to be statistically the worst baseball team of all time.
Yeah. It's a fair thing when you go, nah, I'm not going to be here next year.
Yeah, they eventually. Yeah.
Because I think next year or the year after, one of the major hurdles they had for moving to Las Vegas got cleared, I think, yesterday.
Funding source of some
kind.
Yeah,
it's the stadium deal, and everybody agreed that the public of Las Vegas is going to pay for it. And I'm like, in my mind, does that mean the casinos are all paying for it?
I mean, I don't know enough about Las Vegas money, but I feel like most everything was bought with casino money at some point
it's
in Las Vegas.
Money. It is.
And yeah, and if that's a town that can support a major league franchise better than Oakland has, or the ownership of Oakland has, right? Like, I don't know. It's not the fans. It's not that the fans don't care about these teams. It's that when the owners stop caring and they stop buying good players and they stop hiring the right coaches and they don't fix up their stadium.
Well, you know, this has probably been in the making for, well, I would say, 4 or 5 years probably, that the little seed has been planted in their heads going, you know, we can go to, you know, Las Vegas and make way better money.
Now that teams are getting comfortable in Las Vegas and seeing past, now that gambling isn't really a vice, that's just Vegas's vice. You know,
it's still a vice.
It's not Vegas's vice. It's everybody.
Right.
You know, you can gamble in a lot of other places, and that was the reason for not having sports in Vegas.
Right.
Well, you can now gamble in a lot of professional sports cities. So, if Vegas wants to get a team and they have the money to do it, and I bet they put together just like they do everything, it'll be a huge, awesome stadium.
Right. Oh,
So, yeah, that was our Milwaukee Brewers. They were awful.
But who did they lose to after the A's?
Twins.
Who?
Your Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
Minnesota Twins were, they lost two in Milwaukee or in Minneapolis. I was lucky enough to go to the Wednesday game. Last night's game.
Was it last night?
Yesterday at noon. It was a nooner. It was a good day. Brewer, if anybody's been, Minneapolis has a great stadium. It's as big and nice as Miller Park was when Miller Park was built 15 years ago. It's top of the line.
Yep.
Put in a really nice spot in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Not so hard to get to, right on a trolley line. Really fun. They do a good job. And a lot of those little rule changes that they've made to baseball, you could see it playing out. It did clip along a little bit faster. You could see this pitch clock, and it felt like a little smooth.
Which also, in your case, I'm sure was really grateful because you had the whole family there.
We were rolling seven people. We took up a whole row worth
really?
Of people.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was also, the Brewers didn't get a hit after the third inning.
Ouch.
So at that point, it started to get a little warm. It felt like, luckily there's a play area underneath your spot. You know, it's set up nice where the kids can play. And watching the Brewers lose wasn't so bad. It was just fun to watch a game.
Just fun to be there.
It was. It's you know, you forget.
I haven't been there yet. yet. I want to, but I don't know.
You know, for some reason, I forget often that Minneapolis is an awesome city worth, you know, 3 hours. They have everything in that city, including baseball.
Yeah.
You know, and including you could catch baseball and then do a whole. We did the Mall of America also. So we checked off.
You didn't get shot or anything.
No, man. The mall was a big. It felt like almost going to the Dells inside the Mall of America because there's an arcade and a swimming.
Is Camp Snoopy still there?
Something like a Nickelodeon World. Well, there's an aquarium. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's everything. So that was worth doing. If anybody gets a chance to go to a Twins game, you know, they're just as good as the Brewers. So go watch a pro game.
Okay.
But yeah, the Brewers 0-6 in the last week. They are starting on Friday a big series. If you're a Brewers fan, as I am, this is the biggest series of the year. They're playing the Pirates for 3 games. Pirates are a game or two, game and a half above now the Brewers in first place. And if you're the Milwaukee Brewers, you need to win these games because as a fan, you're right on the edge of, hey, why don't we just sell some guys again? If they start to lose some games, they're under 500. You could see a Corbin Burns get traded.
Yep.
You could see anybody who's not nailed down on that team, they could strip it down for spare parts because if you're going to be, just like in all pro sports, if you're going to be bad, be terrible. If you're going to be good, be great. If you're going to be bad, be terrible because being somewhere in the middle just doesn't get you draft picks. It doesn't let your young guys develop. So if you're, this is a big series. The Pittsburgh Pirates, other than O'Neill Cruz.
God bless you.
Yeah, he's there. He's the shortstop for the Pirates.
Oh.
Other than that, I don't know any single Pirates player. Andrew McCutchen, who played last year for the Brewers. They let him go because he's 38 years old. He's playing really well for the Pirates. But other than that, I don't know anybody on Pittsburgh, but these are 3 games in Milwaukee that Brewers need to win. Otherwise, we could be talking next week, and I'd be fine with saying, hey, we traded everybody. We're playing nothing but young guys for the rest of the year, and let's see how that works out. Because, let's see, we've got Christian Yelich has been still for the last month and a half. He's been playing not as well as his MVP, but a broken record. He's playing much better than was to be expected in all year. He's been their team MVP. Which, considering how poorly he played, this has been a great thing to watch. Yesterday, he had a single and a double. Watching him in the outfield, he made some plays. He didn't look like he was hobbling around. That was kind of fun to see. Owen Miller, Wisconsin's own, is still hitting over 300. He's up in the lineup, hitting second, but he's a slap hitter and he's pretty quick. So that's and Joey Weimer, who is the only rookie still playing a lot of innings. For the Brewers, there's been injuries, and Bryce Terang was sent down. Their starting shortstop, he hadn't hit well in a very long time. But Joey Weimer's been hitting average, so he's now solidly instead of a under 200 hitter, he's like a 220 hitter. And same thing, watching him track balls down, he has got a cannon. And it's kind of interesting to watch when you're watching in person just how much faster a guy like that is than a regular outfielder, but. Yeah, he's been playing better, so that has made you a little bit hopeful. Luis Urias played 1 game. He was their best infielder last year. He's really good, young player. He got hurt in the first game.
No.
He's off the disabled list in the last 5 games, and he has got 2 hits. He had a home run yesterday on Wednesday, but other than that, that was only his second hit after, 14 at-bats coming off the disabled list.
So pretty much an average team.
They are a very average team.
Yeah,
and I mean, the record shows it, right? Like, now at this point, if you have average stats, you're an average team. And the Brewers are 34-34, I believe. They've picked up John Singleton was a guy they signed, and he committed an error in yesterday's game. He's got 2 hits in, like, 30 at-bats. He can be sent down anytime. As a fan, he's just not fun to watch, and you'd rather watch just about anybody in a Brewers uniform play first base than that. Corbin Burns, he's 5-4, which for a guy who was near the top of the Cy Young for the last few years, 5-4 with a 3.4 ERA isn't great, but it's holding the fort down. Julio Teheran has still come out of nowhere and pitched four really good games for the Brewers. They haven't scored a lot of runs, but he's been okay. Other than that, really, really average, really underwhelming stuff. So like I said, these next 3 games, I don't know who they got after the Pirates, but if they can win the series against the Pirates and right the ship a little bit, it'll be a lot more optimistic for the rest of the year.
Diamondbacks.
Oh, okay. That's a Diamondbacks home. Aren't. I don't believe the Diamondbacks are all that good. So, yeah, this is an important couple. Are they in first place too?
They are 41-27 right now.
Wow, I was wrong. Diamondbacks were terrible last year. Yeah, they're
doing pretty good this year.
Okay, so this is a big week for the Brewers. Yeah. You could just as easily see them losing another six in a row.
Yep.
And if they do, they've lost 10 in a row. You could fire a Craig Counsell. As much as I love me some Craig Counsell, he ranks as one of my favorite baseball players of all time. And Wisconsin's own. But you got to fire a guy. If you're losing 10 games in a row, eventually somebody's got to fall on that sword, and that's your manager.
Yep.
So that was the Brewers in the last week. They have not been great, but like I said, we are about a third of the way into the season.
It's still baseball for you.
Yeah, I do. I could watch. I wish, as I was watching the game, I thought to myself how much fun it would be to just have season tickets to baseball games and just every day hanging out in the bleachers. Just sure. Really would be a nice way to go.
As an adult, we can do that at this point.
It's a good reason to move to a big, big city. We don't.
Is it though?
We could. That's the one reason. That's about all I can come up with. Other than that, what did we do? NBA Finals came and went all the way through. We talked a preview of the finals the last time we talked in person. After that, it was five games, four games to one, Denver Nuggets. Basically, if you watched the series, and I know you did, you saw Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray for the Nuggets just running through. They were the two best players on the court by a lot.
The game they lost to Miami, they stumbled. They all admit it. Even what's his name? Head coach?
Mike Malone.
Yeah. Who was, I think, really good. I mean, he's been there for, 8 years?
Yep. He's one of those guys they gave. He could have been fired a few years ago.
3 years into his tenure when they lost to the, lost.
Yeah. He was the reason they lost was what they, but was, no, they kept him. The owners, they knew that he's a good guy. He's doing it the right way.
On a side note, that owner now of that franchise also owns the Rams.
Really?
The Colorado Avalanche.
Nice.
And in the last, what's the other one? He owns one more franchise. Now with the Denver Nuggets, I think he owns four total different franchises.
Sure.
He's won a world champion either last year or this year. These are one of those teams.
Really? So what he's doing is working. Whatever thing.
He's got the patience and doing whatever, I mean, I guess.
Well, good ownership makes, in pro sports, it really comes down to good ownership, because you can have the players, but players don't want to play for not good owners. They just simply, and they won't. If there's an era now in sports where team guys just will not sign. They'll take less money to play for a good team than they will.
It's
play
funny
for.
The movie Major League is perfectly that. Oh, I ain't gonna play, and you get all, But I watched that game for the first time, I think, in a long time. I actually watched NBA finals.
All right,
it was a good game. I mean, those Murray and Jokic they're set up because of the way their contracts are and everything. They're set up for the next 3 years.
Yes. Well, the Nuggets, and if you watch, they did it. They gets preached on. They did it the right way.
Right.
They didn't. It wasn't Jokic begging for his two buddies to come and play with him.
Right.
It wasn't making big sweeping trades to get an aging superstar to match with a guy. It was they drafted people.
Well, they drafted Jokic and Murray. And
Jokic was drafted 42nd pick in the draft.
Yep.
And the scouting report was he looks. Like no player, we don't know what to do with this guy.
The fun stat was that when he was drafted in the draft, Taco Bell had a commercial at the time.
Wow.
They were showing the commercial as they called his name, so they skipped him.
That's funny.
No,
I remember he started out, he was as big as he is, he was a power forward when he got drafted, they started him as a power forward.
Right.
In this monster lineup. Jamal Murray was played out of Kentucky. Played against my Wisconsin Badgers and lost to my Wisconsin Badgers in a Final Four. Yeah. Drafted fifth overall.
Promising. I mean, when he got drafted, he was really good, but then he
tore an ACL.
Yeah,
at the really wrong time.
Yeah,
missed almost 2 years of playing well.
Almost thought he wasn't going to come back.
And now he is. I mean, he's the best player not to make an All-Star game.
Right.
But the numbers he put up, he's 25-7. You are an All-Star at that.
The tandem between the two of them during this finals. They're like ranking the top five ever.
Yes.
It's like
it's funny. As far as assists, Jokic was the most. Second was Murray.
Yeah.
Rebound, same thing. I mean, everything. Jokic with 39 and 14 rebounds was what he averaged for five games. Just they shot 50% as a team from field goals, which shooting 50% in an NBA game is hard to do, let alone doing it five games in a row. Even the game that record, they lost.
They only lost, I think, four games in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah,
that was right there.
They were the one seed, and that's about as dominant as you're going to look. And they didn't. I mean, they had to play real teams. It wasn't, you know, these are. I don't remember exactly who, but
they had to play Golden State, didn't they?
No, they had to play LA.
LA. Well, that was. Even though LA was looking better during the playoffs,
and as good as the Heat were leading up to it,
they weren't any competition. It was Jimmy Butler, and that's it.
As it came down to it, I think anybody would have rather seen the Celtics versus the Nuggets, just based on. But yeah, so the NBA season is officially over.
Draft is next week, I believe.
The NBA draft, I think it's the 21st or 22nd of June.
That's next week.
Is that next week already?
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah. Today's the 15th.
Wow, just clipping by. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I believe it.
June.
Next week we will talk NBA draft because that's always interesting.
That's a different thing. I've never really followed the NBA draft, but I do know it's a way different setup with the lotteries and that's already in place. But
the NBA draft. It's so much drafting on potential.
Right.
It's like in the NBA NFL this year, Anthony Richardson was drafted on potential.
Yep.
As the number three, but everybody in the NBA is drafted purely on potential because you're 18 years old playing in a different system in a different country, sometimes against sub qualities, lower division, G League stuff. It's so hard to compare stats, and some of these guys, they don't play a lot in the G League, but all the measurables are there. They can compare them to players.
Like, what's the one that's going to go first?
Victor Wembanyama.
That's right.
He fits no box. 7'5", 240 pounds.
Moves like a power forward.
He's going to be a power forward in the league.
Not a power forward, like a point guard.
He passes. He reminds people, and if anybody, it's not LeBron James. It's if anybody remembered Lamar Odom.
Yep.
Lamar Odom played. He was a 6'10" who could dribble and shoot and pass and do everything.
Right.
But this Wembanyama can do everything. He's 7 foot. I mean, 7'5" makes him.
And the first pick is San Antonio.
Yes, the last times they had it, it was David Robinson and Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
So they're going to develop this guy. Yeah. Greg Popovich is now entering his third number one overall pick. Yeah, if you're Greg Popovich, you are now ecstatic. You're going to play another 10 years.
No.
This guy feels like he's going to win a championship because he's that good. So yeah, we'll be able to talk NBA draft next week. There's not as many surprises. What you get in the NBA on their draft is trades.
Sure.
You get a lot because there's contracts are really movable in the NBA, and you just find the right.
It's not like the NFL when you have 53 players. You've got
13 or 15. Trades on draft night happen frequently.
Yep.
That is where you see a lot of turnover,
especially
and a lot
the
of
big names when they want to go. You know, I think the biggest ring right now is Dallas Mavericks and what's his name? Oh my God!
Talking Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie.
Well, Bradley Beal actually plays for the Washington Wizards, put up 30 a game last year. He signed a huge contract after wanting to be traded. Instead, he signed a big contract. Now he'd like to be traded.
He also has a no-trade clause.
The only player in the NBA with a no-trade clause would like now to be traded. So
that agent should be following him. Everybody should be going to that agent.
That agent knows what he's doing. So the Milwaukee Bucks line up nicely salary-wise and player-wise with Chris Middleton making $41 million, a sign-and-trade involving Chris Middleton and some players.
That's the thing, too, with the NBA. You'll see a lot more three-team kind of.
Yes. They're hard to play in the NFL, a three-team deal. But in the NBA, you can send two guys to this.
Yeah, that happens all the time. It's
one guy and a draft pick to this, and you receive this, and everybody says, good, I saved some money, and I got something. So that'll be next week. How much time do we have?
I got about 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Already.
Okay.
NFL?
Let's do, you want to talk? Well, let's see. What happened? NHL. Did the
Las Vegas Golden Knights won their first title.
That's fairly impressive.
After being only a 60-year-old team.
Yeah.
And a lot of, there's, I think, three members of that original team still on that, I think.
Wow.
Maybe more.
Wow.
There might be a few
more.
Very loyal, very centered. It was actually a good play. I mean, it's odd enough because in the finals, it was the Florida Panthers they were playing.
Another exhibition, maybe not the newest, but one of the newer.
Newish.
And Florida's been good for a while.
But with Florida and Miami Heat.
Oh, huh.
So they had another Florida team in the final.
Interesting. That's lost.
But Las Vegas just thumped them.
Okay.
That last game was the goals were 9-3.
Wow. That's a That's fun to watch. I like some scoring in hockey. I clearly should have watched. Yeah.
No, that was good. It was a good series. It was good. I mean, Las Vegas deserved it.
So. Which does tell you Vegas supports their team.
Yeah.
And if you can find an owner, so clearly the Vegas Knights have a good owner.
Yep.
Clearly is what happens. If you can put together the infrastructure and the trades and the coaches in 6 years to do something that some teams have never done, is pretty impressive. What else happened?
That's it on the NHL, and it's done.
Good. I'm fine with that. That was the all I've talked about the NHL all year.
Yeah, right. That was the most.
I'll stick with that. Yeah, I'm good.
NFL.
What happened in the NFL?
I mean,
it was mini camps, right? It was the last
mini camps,
2 weeks.
Right? They're finishing out mini camps. I think today and tomorrow, then they're off for the.
Where if your favorite team, whoever it is, something interesting happened in your favorite team, in a mini camp, it always seems to.
Yep.
The Packers, the talk was Rashawn Gary's contract.
Yep.
They'd really like to square that away. And also, Jordan Love throws a wobbly ball, which, you know, neat. It's we haven't played a football game with him yet. I am very interested.
Have.
Nothing. Not real.
Not great.
I'd like to see him as a starter. I heard they made a couple of trades in the offseason to make that a reality. Yeah. It's funny that was what they wanted to talk about after the mini camp was when he runs to one side, he kind of doesn't throw a great ball. But I mean, meh. We watched.
Neither did Aaron Rodgers when he first started either.
That is correct. We watched. So. I watched Brett Favre do that at the end of his career. So.
I mean, honestly, if the Packers have themselves another gem. I don't know what to do.
You're just going
to
stop being a. Can you be a Packer fan at
no,
that point?
No, I will
just,
not.
You can just.
I would rather be a Detroit fan before becoming a Packer fan.
As much as I know, you're this close to be a Detroit fan.
I like Detroit.
If Minnesota can mess up one more draft pick, if they can draft one more Percy Harvin, you're going to be a Detroit fan.
Yeah,
I know it. I can feel that.
So, you got anything else in the Green Bay?
No. Tell me about Minnesota.
Do I really want to talk about Minnesota?
Didn't they get rid of Dalvin Cook for real?
They did. They cut him. Just cut him to trade him. Nobody wanted to trade for him.
He's expensive.
Because he's due at $11 million, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's
nobody
free.
In the NFL as a running back is making $11 million.
I think yesterday or today, he just posted that he wants big-time money. Hmm. Nobody's going to give it to him.
No. Nobody can. There's most teams, if you have cap space, you don't want to spend it on a third contract for a running back.
Second.
You know, like, you don't want to give big running back money to a 27, 28-year-old running back. I saw the list of running backs that are available still, and 3 years ago, that was the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
There was Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, and Dalvin Cook were all unemployed at this point, and that was...
I think still Dalvin is still better than those two.
Maybe.
Ezekiel
Elliott doesn't look good, but he shows up. Dalvin Cook looks good, but he plays in about half the games.
Yeah,
Leonard Fournette is just
year.
A huge guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's that, and I think right now he's ranked the second best free agent.
Who else is out there?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins is still...
He's visited the Patriots yesterday, Texans before that. But just like him and Dalvin, they're all going
to
wait.
I am very surprised that DeAndre Hopkins would want to go back to Houston. It's a different regime, right?
Right. No, Patriots.
Oh, that would make a lot
Phillip
of sense.
Phillip Ryan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're good terms, I guess. So.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. Now that Tom Brady isn't with the Patriots, I hope they do okay.
Tom Brady's not around. It's
great. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, Eric Kendricks is gone. Yeah, I don't know. It's a rebuild. No matter what anybody refers,
it's so wild that a team can go 13-4, and the next year the fans are like, "Well, we're rebuilding now."
I think last year it was all intentions was, "Yeah, we'll see what happens."
It's supposed to be a rebuild last
year. What the first year of Coach O'Connell? I mean, now they're kind of going, "Okay, this is where we're at."
Mm-hmm.
You know, retooling the whole defense. I mean, everything other than a few.
So, are they a 10-win team? So, who's not a 10-win team in the NFC North then?
Chicago.
Chicago's a 6-win team?
Maybe. Green Bay.
Green Bay's an 8-win team? Can they be 8-9?
Yeah.
That feels right.
If they go 500, I think they'll be all right.
So now you're telling me Detroit and Minnesota are going to be the 12-13-win team?
And I think the last game of the season, I think, is with Detroit. I might be wrong on that, but yeah.
Huh. That's it. Did we blow right through any music? Did we blow right through anything?
No.
Funsies?
We got time for a song.
We got time for a song?
You've got time to say some stuff, but not much.
One random thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Leo Messi, won the World Cup for Argentina, one of the greatest soccer players of all time. recently signed with Miami Football Club of the MLS. He's 35 years old. He's only got a couple of good years. So if you're a fan of soccer, that's a huge get for the MLS. Also, it was strange that he didn't sign. Barcelona was the team that he won multiple Player of the Year awards with. Was incredible for Barcelona. Saudi Arabia, there was a team in Saudi Arabia that offered him 3 years and $1.5 billion with a B to play for them. He also turned that down.
Interesting.
To play for Miami Football Club of the MLS. So I mean, I don't know what
who doesn't want to be at Miami though. I mean,
you know, for $1.5 billion, you could
just go to Miami.
You could just go to Miami. In the other days you're not playing, you could have a jet. But he turned that down. So I don't know the guts of what Miami offered him. Whether it's a chunk of ownership, the ownership is owned. The team is actually owned by David Beckham.
Oh.
Or part owner of, so, you know, maybe there's something there, but I thought that was pretty incredible. Other than that, I really don't have much else in the way of.
We don't have much time left either.
Okay, play me a birthday song.
Well, it's been a good show.
This has been the best show we've done, man. This is great.
In 2 weeks, the best show.
This is the best show we've done in a couple weeks here. Absolutely. Let's do one sooner than 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll
see. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for WDRT for letting us do this. Listen on the Spotify, Friday at 9:30 is live.
On the internets?
On the internets. The interwebs will tell us all the things.
Okay, we're going to play a song because it's my birthday. I'm playing Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right. All right, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Kick it!